Thank you all for coming this morning. I have the honor of introducing one of our hosts for the day. And I'm just pulling up his graphic. Dr. Barry Kohler is the Vice President for Medical Affairs and Physician-in-Chief at the Rockefeller University. He's an expert on the basic molecular mechanisms involved in blood clotting and thrombosis, and is a host on behalf of Rockefeller for the day. Dr. Kohler.
Good morning. It's my pleasure and honor to welcome you to this symposium that addresses some of the most important global issues facing us as a group of interrelated species, and also pays honor to the prescience, the vision, and the achievements of Fairfield Osborne. The history of Rockefeller University, in fact, is very much tied up with the history of looking at diseases across animals and humans. In fact, many animal diseases were studied at Rockefeller University, in particular in the Department of Animal Pathology, which was at Princeton, New Jersey, that was led from 1916, it was in operation from 1916 to 1953, and its first director was Theobald Smith, who made many contributions to microbiology. Among the diseases that were studied, in particular, were mastitis, especially as it related to the transmission of epidemic streptococcal disease to humans, as well as tuberculosis, swine influenza, and in particular, the recognition of the ability of both viral and bacterial diseases to coexist, hog cholera, and brucella. The one little vignette that I thought I would share with you, because I think it resonates with issues that face us today, deals with Dr. Richard E. Shope, who's shown on the left here, along with Admiral Nimitz and Thomas Rivers, also of Rockefeller University, another very distinguished virologist. But in 1942, the U.S. and Canadian governments, fearing that enemy nations might disseminate the highly contagious cattle disease rinderpest among North American herds, tried to jointly produce a vaccine against the virus. And I'm taking this from the history from George Corner, who wrote the history of the early years of the Rockefeller Institute. The U.S. Secretary of War invited Shope to direct the research, and he set up a lab in the St. Lawrence River, in an island in the St. Lawrence River just below Quebec, with a staff of three U.S. and two Canadian scientists. Within 19 months, they in fact had developed an effective vaccine, which was subsequently used on millions of cattle in the eastern lands. Ironically, the Japanese government feared the Allies would use the rinderpest for bacterial warfare against them and develop their own vaccine. And as of the writing of the book by Corner in the early 60s, he indicated that vaccines, at least at that time, turned out to be a combination of the two products. And I just learned from Dr. Sanderson that rinderpest is still a problem in wild herds. I think this wonderful example of beating swords into plowshares will serve as an example and an inspiration for your deliberations today and the wonderful work that you're doing. So again, welcome to Rockefeller University.